You might have heard about the 100-mile diet. The idea is to try to eat food with ingredients grown within a 100-mile radius. It's not so easy to do, actually. The food and vegetables in your local grocery store often aren't very local. Japan and South Korea are trying to create urban greenhouses that bring produce a bit closer to consumers. Well, now a Dutch company called Plant Lab is trying to take urban growing one step further. The Rose Clark Boyd reports from the Dutch town of Den Bosch.
Gertjan Meurs leads me into Plant Lab's research facility.
So we have four plant rooms over there, and four over there.
As you might expect, the plant rooms are hot and humid. No natural light comes in. Tiny blue, red, and white LED lights shine above rows of orchids.
We can change, let's say, temperature or carbon dioxide levels or humidity, and we can even influence how products taste and nutrient value by playing with light and climate control.
Meurs and his partners at Plant Lab have been studying how plants grow for more than two decades.
Plants actually are very clever organisms. They are behaving from a balanced way of thinking.
But, Meurs says, nature often upsets a plant's balance.
We started realizing that plants are so intelligent and so productive that it should be possible to create a surrounding, a building, that enables plants to be much happier than they can be in the outside or even in a greenhouse. We started developing a building to make plants very, very happy.
Plant Lab calls it Plant Paradise. Light is split into wavelengths most conducive to growing. The climate is highly regulated. Water use is kept to a minimum, Meurs says, and they don't use pesticides. It's all monitored by an operating system that Meurs says can fit on a computer flashcard. Plant Lab claims to be growing fruits and vegetables much faster than conventional greenhouses.
The first reaction you get in this case is baloney. That's impossible.
Olaf van Kouten studies horticulture at Wageningen University in the Netherlands. He was skeptical, but he accepted an invitation to see what Plant Lab was doing.
Then I saw some of their production. I saw differences in rate of development of up to a factor of five, which is incredible. And I saw it with my own eyes. So, but it didn't measure it. But what I saw is very impressive.
And Plant Lab's Gertjan Meurs sees the Plant Lab technology as a way to move closer to locally produced food.
An average kilogram of tomato travels 1,300 miles. It's ridiculous. It has become an industry with food supply chain management, and that's difficult, realizing that you have to eat what's coming out of it. It should be produced around the corner.
Meurs says, imagine basements and unused office space in large cities filled with level after level of fruits and vegetables. Tomatoes and strawberries could be grown right around the corner from where they're sold. Sounds great, but for now, it costs a lot more than traditional growing methods. The company is confident that will change as LED lights become more efficient and produce less heat. Olaf van Kouten says he doesn't expect Plant Lab's technique to solve the world's food problems, but countries like China might find it attractive.
China already has too little soil for its own food production. That's why they're buying land in Africa. It's very possible that they will use these techniques for at least part of their solution.
Maybe, but what about the taste? I get a hold of Pat van de Val Bakke-Thompson. She runs a private restaurant and cooking school in Amsterdam. Bakke-Thompson recently went to Plant Lab to sample some herbs.
I went completely open-minded.
She sampled herbs like basil, lavender, and two varieties of parsley, flat leaf and curly.
And I always say to my students, curly parsley you put in your hair, and flat leaf parsley you eat. But this curly parsley was delicious. I was quite impressed.
Bakke-Thompson may soon get the chance to try something grown a little closer to home. Plant Lab plans on building a city farm in Amsterdam in the coming months. And if you want something smaller, well, the company is also working on a growing unit the size of a microwave oven. For The World, this is Clark Boyd, Den Bosch, the Netherlands.
You can see some of that indoor farming. Clark shot a video at Plant Lab. It's at theworld.org.